Test 1. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1. Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a passenger and an official at the Land Transport Information Service at Toronto Airport. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, this is Land Transport Information at Toronto Airport. How may I help you?
Oh, good morning. I'm flying to Toronto Airport next week and I need to get to a town called Milton. Could you tell me how I can get there?
Milton, did you say? Let me see. I think that's about 150 miles southwest of here. In fact, it's 147 miles, to be exact. So it'll take you at least, say, 3 to 4 hours by road.
The distance from the airport to Milton is 147 miles, so 147 has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, this is Land Transport Information at Toronto Airport. How may I help you?
Oh, good morning. I'm flying to Toronto Airport next week and I need to get to a town called, Milton. Could you tell me how I can get there?
Milton, did you say? Let me see. I think that's about 150 miles southwest of here. In fact, it's 147 miles, to be exact. So it'll take you at least, say, 3 to 4 hours by road.
Wow! Is it as far as that?
Yes, I'm afraid so. But you have a number of options to get you there, and you can always rent a car right here at the airport, of course.
Right. Well, I don't really want to drive myself, so I'd like more information about public transport.
Okay. In that case, the quickest and most comfortable is a cab, and of course there are always plenty available, but it'll cost you. You can also take a Greyhound bus, or there's an airport shuttle service to Milton.
I think for that kind of distance a cab would be way beyond my budget. But the bus sounds okay. Can you tell me how much that would cost?
Sure. Let's see. That would be $15 one way or $27.50 return. That's on the Greyhound.
Ah, that's quite cheap. Great. Whereabouts does it stop in Milton?
It goes directly from the airport here to the city center, and it's pretty fast. But you have to bear in mind that there is only one departure a day, so it depends what time your flight gets in.
Ah, of course. Hang on. Oh, we're due to get there at 11:30 a.m.
Too bad. The bus leaves at 3:45, so you would have quite a wait, more than 4 hours.
Oh, I see. Well, what about the shuttle you mentioned?
Okay. That's the airport shuttle that will take you from the airport right to your hotel or private address. It's a door-to-door service, and it would suit you much better because there's one every 2 hours.
So how much does that cost?
Let's see. That's $35 one way, $65 return. so I guess it's a bit more expensive than the Greyhound.
Oh, that doesn't sound too bad, especially if it'll take me straight to the hotel.
But you do need to reserve a seat.
Okay. Is it possible to make a booking right now, through you?
Sure.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Okay, I just have to fill this form out for you. So, what date do you want to book this for?
The 16th of October. Oh, no, sorry, that's my departure date. I arrive on the 17th, so book it for then, please.
So, that's the Toronto Airport Shuttle to Milton. And this is for just one person, or...?
Yeah, just me, please.
Right. And you said your expected time of arrival was 11:30? So if I book your shuttle for after 12, let's say 12:30, that should give you plenty of time to, you know, collect your baggage, maybe grab a coffee.
Yeah, that sounds fine, as long as we land on time.
Well, we'll take your flight details, so you don't need to worry too much about that. Now, what about the fare? What sort of ticket do you want? One way or...
Yeah, that'll be fine, provided I can book the return trip once I'm there.
No problem. Just allow a couple of days in advance to make sure you get a seat. And what is your name, please?
Janet. Janet Thompson.
Is that Thompson spelled with a P?
No, it's T-H-O-M-S-O-N.
Okay. And you'll be coming from the UK? What flight will you be travelling on?
It's Air Canada flight number AC936 from London Heathrow.
Right. Now, do you know where you'll be staying? We need to give the driver an address.
Yes, it's called the Vacation Motel, and I think it's near the town centre. Anyway, the address is 24 Kitchener Street. That's K-I-T-C-H-E-N-E-R Street.
That's fine. Right, so that's $35 to pay, please. Have you got your credit card number there?
Yes, it's a Visa card, and the number is 3303-8450-2045-6837.
Okay, well, that seems to be everything. Have a good trip, and we'll see you in Toronto next week.
Yes, bye. Oh, thanks for your help.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two. Section two. You will hear a representative from a holiday company called PS Camping giving a talk about the holidays the company organises. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now listen and answer questions 11 to 16.
Thank you all for coming to my talk this evening. It's nice to see so many people in the audience. For those of you who don't know very much about PS Camping, let me start by giving you some background information about the company. The company started 25 years ago. It actually opened as a retail chain selling camping equipment, and then, 20 years ago, it bought a small number of campsites in the UK and began offering camping holidays. The company grew rapidly and has been providing holidays in continental Europe for the last 15 years. If you book a camping holiday with us, you'll have a choice of over 300 sites. In Italy, we now have some 64 sites that we either own or have exclusive use of. France is where we have the majority of sites, and we currently have a project to expand into Switzerland. We also have a number of sites in northern Spain, particularly in the mountainous region of Picos de Europa. We've upgraded all these Spanish sites and improved them considerably from their original 3-star rating. We believe our holidays offer superb facilities for the whole family. Parents who want their children to be fully occupied for all or part of the day can take advantage of our children's activities. These are organised by our well-qualified and enthusiastic staff. Each day kicks off with a sports match, perhaps football or volleyball, followed by an hour of drama for everyone. This may include singing or dancing, mime or other activities. In the afternoon, there's a different art activity for each day of the week, including a poster competition or model making. What's more, our sites are truly child-friendly, and with this in mind, we operate a no-noise rule in the evenings. Children's evening activities usually finish at 9:30, or occasionally 10, and from 10:30, holidaymakers are expected to be quiet in the areas where there are tents. We want nothing to go wrong on a PS camping holiday, but if it does, we also want all our customers to be insured. If you haven't organised an annual insurance policy of your own, you'll need to take out the low-cost cover we offer, and we require that you arrange this when you make your holiday reservation. There are many advantages to choosing PS Camping and to recommending it to others. As a regular customer, you'll be kept informed of special offers, and your friends can benefit from 10% off their holiday, or book a luxury tent for the price of a standard one. In return, we'll send you a thank you present, which you can choose from a list of high-quality items.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
When it comes to our tents, these are equipped to the highest standard. We really do think of every essential detail, from an oven and cooking rings fueled by bottled gas to mirrors in the bedroom areas. If you don't want to cook indoors, you can borrow a barbecue if you ask in advance for one to be made available. And there's even a picnic blanket to sit on outside your tent. Inside, a box of games and toys can be found, and children's tents can be hired if required. All tents have a fridge, and if you want to spend the day on the beach, for example, ask for a specially designed PS Camping cool box, which will keep your food and drinks chilled. There are excellent washing facilities at all our sites, with washing machines and clothes lines in the central areas, along with mops and buckets in case your tent needs cleaning during your stay. All sites have a cafe and or a shop for those who'd rather eat in than dine at a local restaurant.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.